It's Justina Love, the Pull Up Show. You already know. Today we got Calvin Price.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Super excited. A friend for a long time.
Yes.
I've been watching him do his thing. But first, look at us. Living lavish. Lavish Lift. Shouts to Lavish Lift. Shouts to this podcast network. And you already know, we pull up and we pulled up here. We're in Brooklyn.
Here we are.
Today, but we got Bronx's own in the building. So let's not take away from that.
The X, you know?
Talk to me, Calvin. How are you?
How are you doing? I'm doing great. Excited for this.
You're working. I mean, ever since I met you, I would say, it was 5 years ago?
Yes.
5 or 4 years ago?
Yes.
You've always been working. Always. We met at the studio.
Yep.
Which we're going to talk about a little bit later and how important networking is, right?
Super important.
But where did the love for music start for you?
The love for music, I was, as a kid, I was a lover boy. Like, as a young kid.
So before Champagne Poppy.
Yeah, like, I was in love with the girls in my class. So, and then I feel like my mom is a lover girl, too. So she, like, I would see her a lot, like, with her stereo, her sitting down, like, having a little cigarette, listening to salsa. So that definitely, like, has some sort of, like, effect. Because I started doing it, me sitting down on the computer, listening to Yandel, listening to Don Omar, listening to all these artists as a young kid. So I knew since a kid, like, my brother would ask me, like, yo, what you want to do when we grow up? What you think you're going to do? And I'm like, yo, I'm going to do music. Nah, he would be like, yeah, he wanted to be an actor.
Oh, okay. That's,
he's
oh,
like, yo, I want to be in the movies.
He's older or younger?
He's older. He's okay. Definitely, yeah, he's older. So at a very young age, like these songs that I would listen to, like Yandel, like Dembo, like those type of songs, I'd be like, damn, like, I like these songs. It made me feel in love with the girls from my class. So, you know what I mean? So that it comes from that for sure. Like, if I wasn't outside playing football or like playing baseball, I was upstairs listening to music with a radio or my computer. The big computer with the big back. Yo, those computers. Yeah. So some people, yeah, the new generation. I'm not that old, but I remember as a little kid using those computers, you know?
What salsa music she uses? Who's her favorite salsa artist?
So I don't think she has a favorite salsa artist.
That's,
I think,
like,
she,
me, I love it a little.
I think she listens to salsa, like, during those times. Like, it takes her back. During the times, like, she asks me,
a momentum.
Yeah, I make playlists for her too. Like, I make playlists for the girls I like too. Like, to this day,
that's cute.
You know what I mean? So,
wow. So you be in DMs like, yo, take this playlist.
Nah. I don't do that. It's like, it gotta be
okay,
special.
Okay.
A playlist for me is like top. Like, this is a gift for you. This is what I be thinking.
I listen to this. I love that.
So.
You have Spotify playlist too?
I do Spotify and Apple Play, depending on what platform they are on.
Okay.
You feel me? If they use the Apple Music, yeah. So
depending on the girl.
Yeah.
She an Apple Music girl, yeah,
or a Spotify girl, I'll make you.
I'll cater to
the platform you on, you know what I mean?
Yo, talk about Loverboy. I like that. You backed it up. You backed up the whole Loverboy idea. I really like that. So you're romantic. Now, being Latino, coming from the Bronx, talk to me a little bit about that and how it's molded you and who you are today.
It's the sauce. Like,
it really is.
It's the sauce.
Yo, and like, this wasn't planned. Shouts to the Yankees and
Yankees,
shouts
you
to the
know,
whole Bronx movement. Because that's to me, I mean,
right,
it's
there,
New
four
York.
Line, four line,
it's D-line. New York, but you know, I feel a little.
Shout out to D-Line right there, four line. 161 Burnside, that's my style, Burnside. But yeah, being from having Latino parents, it creates a, like I created this, the sauce, like, you know what I mean? Like, listening to salsa on a Sunday, you know what I mean? It's time, you already knew it's time to clean up and get up and pick up your room, you know?
It's,
you know what I mean?
It's a lifestyle, it's a whole lifestyle.
It's the culture, and I'm pretty sure that every Latino household went through that. Mm-hmm. Like waking up in the morning, you heard that salsa, that means you gotta be up. You know what I mean? And it's a trickle effect. You know, I didn't know what he was saying in the songs because I was so young, but then you listen to it when you grow older, and I'm like, oh, that's why you was listening to that in front of the radio. You know what I mean? Like, you know what I
mean? That's why you dedicated that song when that, oh, okay, that's what that is.
Exactly. So it's just, I think being Latino is the meat of everything, like the root of everything, you know, of my career, of the genre, you know, is like the culture, you know. And I also lived in DR for quite a bit.
Yes, okay, good. I wanted to get into that because you're Spanish, your music is so on point. I'm like, you, when did you learn speak Spanish? When did that come in?
So my mom was like, yeah, you're not doing high school out here.
Wow.
Yeah, she shit me to my father. She was like, yo, you going to DR?
No,
she was like,
way.
Yeah. And she was like, I should do it now when you're in seventh grade. Because once you start eighth grade and you already know that you're about to go to high school next year, you start, as a kid, you think you're grown and you start skipping school and this, that, and that. And also, it was like, it was a benefit because I went to private school out there in DR. I got a good education. I made friends. I networked. Because the network starts in your high school, to be honest. That's when you really start networking with these, with people. And also, yeah, that's how I always knew Spanish. Because my mom, she don't speak English. She's Puerto Rican, born in Puerto Rico.
From where in Puerto Rico?
She's from Calle.
Nice.
Where she's Calle, from where we sing and Yandel is from.
Look at that.
Yes. So.
We're like vibing with that because when I heard the music and we're listening to it, and I'm like, you give me like a Yandel vibe. And you're like, whoa, that's where it all began.
Yeah, exactly. It's like, I get a lot of punchlines and I make my punchlines according to what I used to listen to, and that's what I used to listen to, Wisin Yandel. And I made her a whole, she hit me up, she was like, yo, make me a Wisin Yandel playlist.
She got one of those too.
She got a Wisin Yandel playlist. She got the salsa playlist with me.
So talking about punchlines, let's talk about, I didn't shout out the fact that you're a songwriter.
Yes, I am.
You producing your own stuff.
Yes, and I don't like the mix and mastering, but when I have to do it, I do it, you know.
Nice. And we have to talk about this. So you didn't go to school for this?
No, I did not. No.
So you're self-taught, you study.
Yeah, for sure.
You showed us the books upstairs.
Yeah, nah, I studied.
But what did this take? What's that process like?
It's interesting because I'm self-taught because I had to. You know, like as soon as I put my studio up, the people that was going there, they were asking me, how you do this? Can you do this? Can you do this? So it's like something that I started investigating myself. Like, how can I make this effect? How can I make this beat? How can I make this sound?
Wow.
So it's like I was doing my own research and being hands on with my creativity. And then it's just, it molds my process, my creative process. Me having the studio and accommodating to the clients that I have just molds my creativity. Like, you know, I absorb from every session that I have.
So if they ask you for something, that's when you're learning that thing. Like, okay, do you do this? And you're like, tomorrow I will.
Yeah, exactly. I never say I don't know how to do it. I'm gonna get to it. You know, I don't know it yet. I'm gonna do my research. Oh, I do the research sometimes right there. Like, I put up YouTube when they, like, in the back chilling, playing Mario Kart. I'll be like, how to do this?
No, don't talk about Mario Kart. We're not going to get into that. Let's not talk about Mario Kart.
Nah, yeah, but I do my research right there sometimes. I don't know how to do it. Like, I'm not scared. Like, you know what I mean? Because sometimes...
That's a beauty. That vulnerability right there. You see that piece right there? That's so important for our listeners.
Yeah,
that's
for sure.
So important for people to know, because I could imagine how many times somebody wanted to do something and didn't because they didn't go to school for it, and didn't because they didn't think that, oh my God, I'm gonna bogusly just go on YouTube and learn this, or I'm gonna get a book and learn this.
Some people are afraid to even search that up in front of their clients or in front of the other people just because they think that, oh, damn, this person is going to think like I don't know what I'm doing. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. But it's like what I'm trying to get at is that I like having sessions where the artist is his first time recording ever. Because I learn from them. I sometimes see myself a lot in them. Like, yo, this is me at one point trying to learn and trying to get the knowledge. Mm-hmm. And then I start learning. It's like studying yourself when you have these new artists that are like for the first time in the studio and they trying to create something and they have this music in their mind and they trying to get it out. Sometimes I got a lot of, like transcribe that idea to real life. Mm. So I got to create a vibe. I got to, sometimes when I'm writing for a person, I do this, the same thing. I'm like, I interview them. Just like how you interviewing me, I'll be like, yo, play me music that you're listening to right now. Play me music that you're listening, you was listening to as a kid. You know what I mean?
I love that.
And what is your vibe?
To really
yeah,
feel
exactly.
To like, see who they are.
I have artists that come in and they were like, yo, I was listening to Madonna. And then out of nowhere, I'll do a Madonna feel. And it's like, damn, like, this is what I always wanted. You know what I mean? You know what I mean?
Okay.
So
mm-hmm.
That is just priceless right there. Like bringing that idea to life and giving them exactly what they wanted. This is priceless.
Like, and yeah, I gotta really listen to this kid's music. Like, you gotta really, I mean, from Downtown Love to all the way to Nisio, and we're gonna get into that and we're gonna talk about that.
Yeah.
But wow. Talking about networking, being in this studio building, because how we met, and it giving to the idea of what we just spoke about producing and doing things on your own and meeting people who teach you things, and talk to us about a little bit about that.
Our environment is great because we come across people anywhere from a violinist to a podcaster, you know, or an interviewer, or
yeah, like, they do everything.
The
so
traffic,
the building we're in is like what, like they have
everything. Literally, I get a haircut here sometimes.
Yes.
You know what I mean? Like, I get my nails done here sometimes. So it's like a great environment where you just, it's not always about music. It's just different characters, I'll say, mm-hmm. in this building. It's just, and it takes you further, you know?
How important do you think networking is?
It's super important. It's like I said earlier, you start networking in high school. You know what I mean? So it's like, I have friends where their dads are like politicians and doctors and lawyers, and you know what I mean? So it's always good to have those, to network with these people, because you don't know when you're going to need your network. You know what I mean?
Seriously.
When you're going to need that contact list, or I have this. Like, for example, Flip literally, like, he'd be needing producers. He was like, yo, I like this song, let me see who produced that. Oh, such and such produced it. I'm like, such and such, he was here last week in the studio. You know
wow.
what I mean? So it's like, sometimes,
and wait a minute, you know that because you network.
Exactly.
Because first of all, there's no windows in our in our spaces, right?
We literally,
so you really gotta be in the hallways. You really gotta be catching this vibe.
I only catch you when we walk into the store.
Seriously.
We come in and out. Oh, what's
literally,
up?
What's up?
How's your day? Everything's yo. Good. And it's just like elevator talk, but you doing your thing,
but
and I'm
still,
doing
and
my
we're
thing.
We're still connecting because look where we are now.
Exactly. We've been doing that for a minute already.
Few years.
So yeah, networking is like, it goes right under creativity, I feel like. And if you want to be super successful in any career,
it's so true.
Any career, you could, network has to be right under your creativity. If you're a dentist, it got to go under your studies. You know what I mean? Because that's how
I feel like networking is a form of studying. We're just not looking at it like that. But for me, it's a form of studying. It's building with somebody who's teaching you more about something, who could take you somewhere.
Exactly.
So it's just, I feel like it's a form of studying. Like, you want to pass this test. You want to become this teacher, doctor. You study into it. You network into it. You see what hospitals. And I feel like it's the same idea when we bring it to this.
Yeah, for sure. So my cousin, he's from Highbridge, you know, from the Bronx. Not that... He has a friend that used to be an engineer here, and you know him, Q.
Oh, yes.
Q, and mm-hmm. he used to work at a studio, and it's like full circle moment. Like, I invited my cousin to the studio. He's like, yo, I've been to this building. Wait, my boy, he Q records.
And all of a sudden, you're working with Q.
Exactly. I built a relationship with Q, and like, oh shit, and Q knew my brother, and it's like,
wow,
full circle moment.
Yep.
And when I wanted to get out to it, also is like, a lot of kids from my block and where I'm from, they're doing their thing. Like Tweek is, he has placements with Pharrell and with ASAP Ferg, and ASAP Ferg has, like, he be back and forth with Flipstar because Flipstar is from Harlem, and it's like full circle moment. I have my boy Swifty, he has placements with J.I., with Mike Towers, you know what I mean? Like, my hood is like, there's a lot of talent that they're doing their own thing, and it's like full circle moment where it's like, oh snap, he did this, that's fire, you know? Like, my hood is basically like there, you know? Like, we're working, it's not just me. So I don't know, it's something about the Bronx. Yeah,
it's
exactly,
it's all connected. It's all connected.
It's all connected.
Who are you working with right now? Because you're writing for somebody right now.
Yes, I'm writing, I got a couple records with Lau Fer. She's a great artist. She started modeling. She like modeled for like Fenty and makeups and a lot of these brands. And she was in one of my videos. She started as a video vixen. And we just chopped it up, you know what I mean? And I saw her making music. I'm like, yo, put up to the stool. Let's try something. And the creative process of writing the song for her, it was so easy, so genuine, like, you know, we chilled, we were drinking, writing. I was, you know, she's Colombian, so I have to learn about the words that she using, you know what I mean? And
I love.
And the trendy words that she's uh-huh. using to imply that in the writing process. And she has this song called Amor y Tragos, and it's doing really great. She's a female. You already know how females are on the internet. Like,
okay,
they out there. It's easy for them to promote their song.
Don't be saying it's easy.
It's easy to create content.
Okay. Because y'all just like to look at us.
Yeah, we do.
It's easy to look at.
Yeah, it's marketable.
But it still work.
It's still, no, for sure. She does her thing. Like, and a lot of her content, like, I give her the loops. Like, yo, do this, do that, do this video.
No, but that's another thing you do. You know, directing your music videos. Yeah. So anything you're putting out, you're directing. And it's no regular, it's through the fish lens, it's through the videos are jumping, vibing, like the videos are go. I mean,
the colors of it.
The colors, the aesthetic of, like, you don't know if you feel, if you're in the, it's timeless. You
yeah,
know,
yeah.
You have a, you give a lot of different aspects.
So the video is not made the day that I film. The video is made the day I record the song in my head. That's how I, like, that's my creative process. If I'm writing the song and I'm not imagining the video.
So you already imagine, as you're writing it,
yeah,
you're imagining
the scenarios, like, oh, when I said this, I'm already seeing in the video this scene. You know what I mean? And then it's like, it gives me a spark where it's like inspiration. And
yes.
It's just easier for me to flow as an artist and to keep on with the next bar or with the next hook or the next thing that I'm going to say. You know what I mean? Because I'm creating a movie, basically, in my head where I'm translating.
And that's the feel we get.
Yeah, exactly. So, and then I'm bringing you guys to what I was seeing when I was creating this song. So when I was making Downtown Love, it's like, y'all gonna see me how, what I do when I take the train from Burnside to Soho.
No, I, you know, love, that's, you know, my favorite. I think Downtown Love is my favorite.
Yeah, so it's like, I'm like, turn on the camera and just
record me. Just being me.
Just being me, vibing. That video was one take, everything. We didn't do double takes. We didn't do just, I was just like, yo, record me. The videographer got B-rolls from other, like,
mm-hmm.
the guys playing in the train and stuff like that. But I told him, like, look, we're going to go to the park. You're going to record me. That scene where he's across from me and I'm, like, rapping to him and the window in the back, those are scenes that I picture myself already doing.
And it's such
a
New York feel. What was that behind that? That whole, it was such a New York feel. I mean, you had everything you had on.
Yeah, it was a Yankee bomber. You know,
it
was like
ripped in the Yankees.
Yeah, I was the D line where the
any 161. Reason for that?
No, because I want this. I'm from New York. I'm a Yankee fan. Like. My favorite.
Yo, Yankees, what up? Y'all need this type of...
Nah, for sure. Like, that's what I was thinking about. I was like, yo, I could see this video in the big screen of the Yankee Stadium. Like, I'm repping them so hard. This is the Bronx, you know what I mean? So, that comes from that too, you know? But yeah, that's my creative process with myself or with another artist.
Now, I want to ask you, because your creative process sounds extremely technical to me. Because now we have songs like Downtown Love, right? And then we have songs like Necio.
Yes.
Right? And then you're writing for people.
Yeah. Like.
And then, so to stay in a light in each of these forms, that's genius. What does that take? How are you able? Because you can sound the same way. You could be writing for and sound the same. They'd be like, oh, that's Calvin.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? But you're not.
It's not. Yeah. It's just, I think that's come from just learning from artists that have been doing this for 10 years and also learning from an artist that just started recording the same day, you know? Mm. It's like different perspective. I'm not just only recording myself. I'm also recording other people. And
how do you keep that separated?
What I want to say is like, the greatest artists, they don't steal, they take. Mm. Anywhere from Michael Jackson to Prince, they take, they see, oh, this is fire, I'm gonna take it and I'm gonna make it my own. You know what I mean? It's like nothing is new under the sun anyways. And I've seen that with a lot of people, like, yo, what he did was fire. I could probably I could probably take that and make it my own, and then you make something new out of it too. And being in the room with producers and just listening, you know, that too. It's a mesh of everything. Mesh up of listening.
You're a student of your art.
Since a kid. Because it also has to do with the music my mom plays. Mm-hmm. That the influence starts there. You know what I mean? So me writing for a person, I always tell them like, oh, you like this line? Like, you think it's clever? And then I always check on them because I don't want to take them to a different direction. Okay. When I'm writing the song, you know, a lot of times
so you try to stay in their creative process.
Exactly. It's like picking their brain.
You don't mix. Yeah,
I gotta pick their brain. I don't want to, this is not a song that I'm writing. It's not for me. This is not a movie that I'm imagining. This is their movie. Mm-hmm. So it's basically, I'm asking them, like, what do you see in the video? I already have an idea of what they like because we already did the interview. I chopped it up. We probably already, like, two drinks in, too. So it's more like a vulnerable thing. And that's the process. I'm picking their brain. I'm being creative on what I can say that sounds good for them. And then I go back and I'll be like, look, what you think about this line? Or what you think about this chorus?
And don't get it twisted. Calvin's music right now is full reggaeton.
Full reggaeton. Full reggaeton because...
Speak Spanish. I mean, like, you're writing in Spanish. It's one thing to speak it. It's one thing to read it. But to be able to write poems, like I always look at music as poetry. That's why I say that. But to write lyricism, to be a lyricism in Spanish as well, and for the lines to make sense, like, they're real punchlines. They're real. How important is that to you to make sure that your music has a quality to its lyrics?
It is super important to me because it's something that I go through when I listen to the music. It's like I didn't get it the first time, but for some reason I'm still listening to it, and then the third time, the fourth time, it's like, okay, right? That's what he meant. Yeah. You know what I mean? It's like, oh snap, that's the punchline. So it makes you even fall in love with the song even more.
Yes.
So that's why that feeling, I want to keep on giving that feeling to people. Whereas like, you've heard the song 4, 6, 7 times, but at the 8th time you're like, oh snap, he said this.
Yo, not for nothing, I even miss like lines. Like once, like the other day, I heard a song, and I'm like, that was funny. I never realized the song said that. Like that
exactly. It's like what they say, read between the lines.
Yes.
And then when you get it, it's like.
I mean, when you watch a movie too, we're talking about movies, and sometimes you watch a movie for the fourth time, and you're like, what? I remember this scene.
Exactly. Like I seen the other day. Have you seen Liar by Jim Carrey?
Yes.
At the end of the movie, where he's like in the bed with the ambulance, and there's like firefighters. In the end, he's a firefighter. Like there's a scene where he's a firefighter, and then they switch the scene.
What?
And then he's like on the bed. Yeah.
Oh, I gotta see.
So
that
things
now.
Like things like that, like Easter eggs, I put in my music. I have bars.
So it's like a hunt.
Yeah, it's a hunt. Like if you're really of a supporter of Calvin Price and you really listen to him, I would say, I don't want to say too much because I want them to figure it out.
I mean, but that's genius. It's
an experience.
Taking the creative process to the next level. And I love to hear that. I love to see you coming into the game right now. I feel like a lot of us are a little worried with this era of, you know, and I love it. I'm still dancing to the music. I love all types of music. You know what I'm saying? But I miss that lyricism sometimes. I miss that storytelling. I miss the romanticism in it. I want to listen to a song and be in love and be able to sing it to my man. And you know what I'm like? I love that. I absolutely love that about your music.
I'm telling you, it's like I'm taking you somewhere, you know? And so when you ask me, oh, what my mom listens to, or what she is like, she listens to music that is taking her back to her time. So I'm trying to create the music
that nostalgia,
the nostalgia look where I'm rocking the vintage bomber Yankee. You know what I mean? Or when I'm saying these phrases, or whatever the case is. It's like when you listen to that song, it's like, okay, he's taking me to a time where.
And that's what's so beautiful. And that's what makes a culture.
Yeah, exactly.
We miss that, right? Like, we miss that factor when we say the culture. The culture is that. It's what we wear. It's how we speak.
How we look. How we speak.
Yes.
Yeah, how we...
How we singing. The type of music we're singing. That all fits into a culture.
Yeah, for sure. And that's the mesh of everything. Of every artist. They're influenced by their younger years of their upbringings and
Seriously.
Stuff like
that. So let's talk about the song you have right now with DJ Flip. DJ Flip Star.
Shout out to DJ Flip Star.
And you have out...
By Jersey. Yeah, it's a Jersey club.
Wait, by Jersey.
Yeah.
Porque aquí hablamos español.
Just with the title, is like by Jersey, you could think of it two ways. It's like by Jersey, like... To Jersey or Pa Jersey from Jersey.
That's so true. Pa Jersey, vamos. Or
Pa Jersey, because it's a Jersey. It's for Jersey. Like, I'm from the Bronx, but I'm
How
also...
How was creating with him and working with him, man? Because I know you usually work with him, right?
Yeah, I do. He's in the studio.
But for you to actually create something together...
He has good ideas.
Yeah?
He's... I like it because it's so, like... innocent. He doesn't know how to create a song. Well, at this point he does, but DJ, he's got good ears. He will tell you this sounds good and this doesn't sound good, but I can't look back at him and be like, yo, what you think, give me this rhyme. Like, he can't write.
Like,
you're doing too much. But like, he has ideas where like, yo, mention this. And I'll create a bar around
that.
You know what I mean? Like, or like, he'll be like, say this because it was in this song, like this classic song. I think this fits here, and then I'll put it, and then be like, yo, nah, there, that's fine.
And this is your first song together?
No, we have this song called, the first record we worked on, it was called Dembo.
Okay.
It's like a whole remake from Yandel.
Mm-hmm.
And that was our first song that we came together and put out officially. But yeah, it's the creative process with him is super, it's a hit and miss. It's super, but it's good. It's a good experience because of the idea he brings. And it's not about your idea. It's about the best idea. So when I'm in a studio session with, there's a group of people, sometimes... Like, artists don't listen to somebody that just started making music mm-hmm. or don't know nothing about music. Mm-hmm. Because we're egotistic.
Yes.
Like, yeah, we're ego.
And we get to a point where we create standards for ourselves.
Yeah, yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Ego-driven.
So we're like, there's a point where, you know, you don't want to do that anymore because you're holding yourself to a certain
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
Level.
But like Rick Rubin said, it's not about your idea. It's about the best idea in the room. So if you're in a studio session with me and you be like, what you think about this, Calvin? I can't be like, no. You know what I mean? I'm gonna think about it. I'll be like,
Calvin would be like, no, but DJ Flipstar would tell you no.
No, I wouldn't say no. I wouldn't say no.
No, but Flip would tell you no.
Not even.
Because
it's like I create that vibe in my room. Like,
oh, it's because of the vibe you create.
Yeah, I create that vibe. Like everybody's creative outlook is valid, you know, and your opinion could take me somewhere further.
That's so cool.
Because you're thinking something else. I'm creating the vibe, and I'm taking you somewhere. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? While I'm creating the studio, I'm taking whoever's in that studio somewhere. So, if your opinion or your idea, like, and I hear it, and I'll be like, yo, that's actually cool, like. This could go somewhere else, and mm-hmm. it's interesting because it's somewhere I've probably never been because I've never been through your experiences. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So that's why I say I really like that quote from Rick Rubin. It's not about your idea. It's about the best idea in a creative.
And, of course, it's a collective, right?
Yeah, it's like a collective.
Nobody's doing this by themselves. And if you are doing it by yourself, there's a point where you took that from somewhere.
Exactly. Like
said,
yeah, exactly.
It's learning from everybody, from somewhere, from something.
Exactly. No, yeah. And, that's the whole beauty about creativity. It's not... Sometimes these artists be like, Calvin, what you do with writer's block? Or what you do when you can't make a beat or make a song? Yo, go out to the movie theaters by yourself. Like, go watch a movie. Or, you know what I mean? Go have a walk, bro. Like,
play Mario Kart.
Play Mario Kart, exactly. So, that too. Like, I'll be getting a lot of people that be like, yo, what you do for
And writer's I feel block? Like, I feel like writer's block. I feel like everybody gets that. But I feel it's almost like what we say, right, about a situation. It's not about the situation at hand. It's about how you handle it.
Okay, yeah, exactly.
So that's the way I look at writer's block. That's the way I look at, because we get. I feel like everybody gets a block
of some sort in
whatever they're working on or whatever their niche is. There's a block of some sort, and I feel like it's about how you handle that, how you shake from that, how you take yourself out of that and say, or maybe it's a pause, because timing is key.
When I get writer's block, it's a ceiling I've reached.
Mm.
So now I have to reach another ceiling. That's how I look at it. It's like, okay, today I have writer's block, or I've been having writer's block for a week. I self-reflect and I say, oh, this is a ceiling I reached. Now it's time to go play tennis, go watch a movie, read a new book. Exactly. It's now I have to collect new experiences. And,
wow.
And now, like, working with Flip, like, I started... Can we get into that? Like,
definitely. Like, let's get into all of that.
So, when things were getting back to normal around 2021, I wanted to be out there. Because everything is about network. You know what I mean? So
yes.
So, I was at this one party, and he had came late to the party, and I introduced myself just like how any other artist would introduce themselves to DJs, and he wasn't with it. Like, he was like, yo, like, give me 1 second. Like, he's with his vibes. I'm busy.
Mm-hmm.
And then I'm like, you know what? I'm not even gonna fuck up his vibe. Like, he's working. I gotta respect that. So I left, and then I looked. I was like, yo, I'm gonna work with you. This is just not the right moment for me to work. And then literally, like, I wasn't, like, looking for his parties. It was just coincidence that I was just kept going to his parties.
Nothing's a coincidence, but I see that. I wasn't reaching for him.
Oh, he's at this party. Let me go over there.
It was his party, exactly.
And I would chill with my friends, and then I would go to the booth, say what up, chill with him. And then there was events where I was just going alone, and he was there, and then he have put a post up on Instagram, like, I need an intern to grab my book bag and drive me. And I'm like, yo, I'm with it. And that same night, I went to his party, and I'm like,
and you hear this, y'all? He was with it.
Yeah.
He was with carrying the book bag. He was with it.
Like, yeah, removing that ego of,
yes,
I'm a star.
To get someone.
Because I am, everybody
you
starts.
You are. That'll take from you not being a star.
Yeah, exactly. And that's what.
I mean, you're chilling with another star who worked to get there.
Exactly.
So let me
exactly
carry this book bag for a little bit.
Exactly. And then I was doing it for free for like a year and a half. Like, I have my business here, but I was out in the
field.
But
it was worth it. Wasn't free.
It wasn't. Yeah, exactly. It was
it
an exchange.
It wasn't free. That's right.
So I told him, he was surprised. He was like, yo, you an artist. Why would you want to carry my book bag? Because he probably at the time thought that I needed like a job or a gig or whatever. Mm-hmm. And that wasn't the case. And I'm like, nah, bro, just play my music. And every day.
He was like, Hold on. This came with a fine line.
Yeah.
He was like,
yeah,
right.
Just play my music. Like, that's all you gotta do. He's like, I bet. And then I worked so well. Like, the bond was so good. And
he's such a genuine person.
Yeah, yeah. He trusted me, like, bro.
Immediately. Like, he was like, alright, this is my little brother.
Exactly. So then I brought him to the studio, and then he started seeing a little bit of my world, and I was seeing, like, we was doing Cardi B's birthday parties, we was with Yandel, I met J Balvin, I got on the phone with, like, he would pitch my songs to De La Ghetto, all these people reach out, and stuff like that, because he see the potential. He already studied the audience where he would play my music. He'll be like, okay, it's good, this... The kid is going somewhere with his music. He's talented. He got the whole music thing down pat. Now I'm at a point where my music doesn't have a face. They don't know who's Calvin Price.
But that's beautiful.
No, it is. It's like a mystery. Like, yo, yes. You know what I mean? Like, it gives the audience, like, it doesn't dilute the process. You know what I mean?
And I feel like humans, we kind of... It's human nature to see something and judge it. Like, you see something, so when they see your music, they don't see it with your anything.
Yeah, exactly.
Liking it for what the sound is, and I really love that.
Yeah, I came across a friend of mine. She's a journalist, and he met her. Mm-hmm. Flip met her, and she came to the studio and I played my music. She's like, yo, I heard this. I've been heard this in DR. Like, somebody put me on already to this. Like, I already knew about you. And it's like full circle moment. The whole networking and the whole being outside. Yep. You know what I mean?
No. But your music, it really does give that. It gives, like, you feel like that was something que estaba pegado.
Yeah, exactly.
Like, yeah, it's something que you're like, I heard, like, no, I literally, this wasn't on... No, 97 días.
I mean,
so
it's
Necio, the let's talk about Necio.
Necio is a Flip was in the studio. Yo. When Flip and my boy Brian, we were both in the studio.
They must have been hyped the whole time.
No, because you know how Flip is. He's got the trained ears where if it's not mixed and mastered, he was like. But Brian, he already knew what's up. He was like, yo, this song is fire. Like, I could hear it, like, without it being polished, I could hear the words, how you like the melodies, what you're saying. Mm-hmm. Like, it connected with him, because remember, I'm in the studio with other people where your creativity is influenced.
Oh, so you feel like the song's about you.
Yeah, exactly. So it's like, it's kind of weird having them, because I record outside, I don't record in the booth, and like, I'm just with my headphones. They don't have no idea what I'm doing with my headphones while I'm recording, and I'm like mumbling and like thinking of line or thinking about a punchline or thinking about a chorus. And then I will have like the help from them when I play the songs, where they say, don't say this word, say this one. Like, in a part of the song I say, me gusta tu perfume de Chanel. Me gusta tu perfume Chanel. My boy was like, change perfume to aroma. And they're like, you're right. It rolls off the tongue very well, and it doesn't change the context of the punchline or the line of the song. You know, So that was, it was the dope session, to be honest. It was really dope, cause Brian told me after the song was done, they parked up, they started listening to the song, and Brian was like, "Yo, we gotta do something with this kid. Like, this kid got, like, he's onto something. Like, this song is
no, fire. Oh my God, you've been onto something."
Yeah, exactly.
So excited. Yeah. So this series of music you're dropping, cause there's so many good. There's so many good ones.
Yeah, there is.
So you're dropping, you're doing an album, what are we doing?
We're not doing an album yet, because in my opinion is I don't have a big audience to cater to for a full-length project.
Okay.
So I want to feed them singles. Like, I'm recording this song, and if this is the song that I've been listening to for the whole month, y'all gonna listen to it and just build my audience off of my singles and the content that I'm releasing. So then when I have like a certain amount of following where I can cater to an album or an EP where they can, I know that, okay, they're gonna listen to 6 songs. They're gonna listen to 7 songs. You know what I mean? Right now I'm not at the point where I probably have 2 or 3 people, 4 or 10 that will listen to a whole project, but I feel like I want to be a little bit more strategic.
And I feel like you're very that. Everything. You're very calculated, very strategic. Like
calculated, but also I flow.
Yes.
Like I calculate things, but like
it's important.
Yeah, it's super important. It's super important.
Sure, there's a strategy behind everything you do.
No, for sure. But I like
no
going,
plans.
I like going with the flow. I like going with the
yes,
flow.
Yes, but I also say no plan is plan to fail. What's that quote? When you plan with no plan, you plan to fail.
That sounds like the quote. Or if it's not a quote, that sounds like,
I don't know. It's something like that.
No, but it makes sense. No, I still.
And at the same time, it's good to go with the flow. That's my father's favorite quote.
Yeah, go with
the flow. He always say, "I'll be like, but this is not work." He's like, "Go with the flow." I'm like, "Muchacho, I'm drowning with the flow already."
No, yeah. I mean, flow is super important because that's how you create a song. You gotta flow. Or if not, you're not gonna get nothing. So
for you, you take it literal.
Yeah, like I flow and just I don't really like I do plan it. When I'm already in flow of the creative process, that's when I visualize the video.
The
you know?
Whole thing.
But I do have a planner where I write things down, my personal, you know, personal goals and my personal things that I have to be in. On top.
And you're doing
of.
This all alone. You're building your team now as you go too.
Yeah, yeah. I'm building my team as I go, you know. It's not that I build the team then I'm starting working, you know. Mm-hmm. I'm working, and if you want to work with me, you work with me. If not, I'm still on this journey of Calvin Price, you know.
Who's top artist you want to work with?
I don't have top artists that okay. I want to work with. If I'm in that room with that artist and you want to work with me, then we work and that's it.
And he's worked with a lot of people.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. So it's like, it's something I don't think of, to be honest. I haven't thought of like, yo, I want to work with
you. Yeah, you're super genuine. And it's I like, cannot wait to see what this goes for.
Yeah, if you started making music right now, I'd be like, yo.
All right, let's make some music.
Make some music, like, you know what I mean? Because they say, like, the mess up, like the little mess up that like, what's that called when you mess up and it's like something beautiful, like, oh snap, I messed up but I got this out of
it, but it came out of me. I don't know,
like something beautiful that happens a lot with artists that don't know what they're doing. Yes. Like their little mess up and then me seeing
and,
it
and right now especially I feel like we're in that era of you make that one song, that one hit, and
exactly.
Everybody's riding with that. So
exactly.
You're in a good position for that.
I guess. Right now, I don't think I'm looking for, like, a hit record. Like,
no,
I'm not.
You have so many good stuff,
though. And that's the product of that. The product of me having good quality music is because I'm not looking for a hit record. I'm just
truly doing what you do.
Yeah, exactly. This is just flowing. This is just me being myself, being at the studio, me like stopping and then blasting the music, and people looking like, what the fuck is he? What he's doing? And I'm like dancing myself, you know what I mean, to the song, and people looking at me like, the people in the room looking at me like, what? Like, and
he's just rocks his own stuff.
Yeah, exactly. It's just I gotta see where I gotta listen to what I'm doing. If I'm not
but that's where it starts, to believe in yourself first.
Yeah, exactly.
Because they're going to see your vision.
Yeah, they start just believing in you. When you don't, like, it makes sense. Like,
yeah.
If you don't believe in yourself, you think somebody else is going to believe in you? No, it starts with you believing in yourself.
Yeah, I heard it here, yeah.
For sure.
Calvin Price, super excited for you.
Yeah.
I cannot wait. Necio's out.
Necio's out.
By Jersey's out.
By Jersey out. I have a lot of records. Playita's out. Something I produced.
I like Playita too.
Shout out to my boy Piquine. This is something so full circle moment. Remember when I told you that when I lived in DR?
Yes.
This is a guy I used to, because in DR, as a kid, you take a moment where you just watch the window. And I would see this guy walk every now and then. Like, this is, I'm like in seventh grade, eighth grade. Next thing you know, this guy was walking to a studio where he worked at.
Is years later you find this out, right?
Kind of, sort of. So
when you recorded Playita?
I recorded it August, last year. Like, this is new. But this guy is like, I used to see him walk up by where I used to live in DR, and he's an audio engineer. Fast forward.
Crazy.
He's worked with Bad Bunny. He's worked with Piki and that. And I'm like, when he moved out here to New York from DR, I'm like, yo, you remember me? He's like, yeah, I know who you are. I know your dad.
Yeah. Oh my God.
And I'm like, yo,
full circle.
Yeah, full circle moment. It's like, yo, this is like scripted, like,
right? You know, it's aligned. That's what they call aligned, right?
It's aligned, like, exactly. It's like, and then I go through his page, and I'm like, he's worked with Nana, he's worked with Bad Bunny, he's worked with like a whole bunch of these artists. I'm like, yo, this is the dude that I used to watch him walk by my hood in DR, and he was going on his way to work.
Now that's full circle.
Yeah, for sure. And then I've been sticking to with him since, like, he mixes a lot of my records.
Wow.
All the records that I have out, he's mixing it. Because I don't mix my own stuff.
Yeah.
I don't like doing that to my own music. Because it gets to a point where it's like,
That's also interesting to hear.
Yeah. Like, I made the beat, I write the lyrics, and then at that point, I'm just so fatigued listening to the same thing that.
But again, look, we say it takes
a team. A team, right? for sure.
And even for yourself, who you do it all, you're saying, I don't want to do it all for this.
Exactly. No, you have to. You have to be egoless. Like, there's some artists that be like, no, I got to do it all. Nah, I got to create the content.
That's so
I got to create the. Yeah, no, just invite people. Whoever's on the journey, they're on that journey. You meet that person for a reason. They are either going to give you a gift.
Somebody like, what's his name? Piquine?
Shout out to Piquine. Yeah, Piquine. He's an audio engineer. He works with Lincoln Uptown in the Bronx. He's an amazing audio engineer.
Okay, so we said Playita's out.
Necio's out. By Jersey is out. Sube is out. I have a lot of new records. And now I'm in the process of promoting it and sharing. Yeah, dropping. Like, sharing it with whoever wants to listen to it.
Well, the pull-up wishes you the best.
Thank you so much for this.
I'm so happy we pulled up today.
Nah,
I'm so happy
sure.
We got to do this.
I'm so happy.
And I can't wait. We're going to keep on. Give you like a year, and I'm going to.
You
know,
spin the block again.
I'm going to spin the block.
You
know, no, you better not act like you don't know me.
No, man, come on.
You don't know.
Come on.
Look at his face. He got serious. I love that.
I'm still bumping.
Of course, hello.
We neighbors.
Would you be my neighbor? Calvin Price, yo.
Thank you for having me.
I'm so excited for you, man. Justina, love the pull-up, baby.